coming in on 3, 2, 1. Welcome to another episode of Brews, Booze, and Reviews.
Yeah!
I like being chock full of shit.
That's about it!
Was that recorded?
Sperm bag of Sounders. Bananas kind of pissed me off.
And the average for the beer that everybody loves is really high.
I like getting shit on.
It's not an episode if you didn't make something up.
Tangerines are whores.
I seriously get anxiety for that 10 seconds that we can't say anything or do anything.
Yeah.
I don't think that's 10 full seconds. It's a lot less than 10
seconds.
Well,
I tell her it's 10 seconds.
Okay. Yeah.
I also told her it was 10 inches, and she believes both of those things.
Oh, Christ.
She has very bad spatial awareness.
That's fucking funny. I don't know anybody who uses spatial awareness very often besides me.
Yeah.
Because I say it to my girlfriend all the time.
Mm-hmm.
She never remembers which way to leave a place. Like, mm-hmm. She has no idea what direction she's facing. She says, just tell me left or right. I went, I don't know what direction you're walking, so I can't tell you left or right.
Just like, you don't have a sextant on you? Like, what are you, some sort of amateur?
You know? Fucking rookies.
All right, take out your astrolabe.
Oh, I see your problem. You're cutting corners on your astrolabe.
Is that what you use for anal?
That's astrolube.
Oh, shit.
Astroglide.
On today's
whatever.
Episode, we're going to be reviewing different astrolabes.
I thought astroglides were a Harley Davidson.
No. Oh, those are Hondas.
No, those are power glides.
Oh, something like that.
We're so close, though.
All right, welcome to another episode of Brews, Booze, and Reviews, a childish podcast about adult beverages. I'm your host, Knox. With me today is Big Ernan and Chris.
Hi.
Which one are you, the Big Ernan?
I'm the Big Ernan.
Big Ern and Chris.
The Big Erner.
Big Ern and Chris.
Big Ern and Chris. That's my name.
Chris is my last name.
I'm Ern rich.
Is my middle name.
Oh, I thought I was Big Erning Chris, and then you got some other name.
You're Big Erning? I mean, I know you got a new job, and you're the big boss, but...
Big pimping on BLADs.
Dude, how are we not? We just drank fucking Cristal. We just drank Dom. We just drank Grand Cru.
Luxurious.
Grand Cru is the best Cru, Jones. I don't know if you guys watched the movie Rad when you were a kid, but...
I don't remember.
Is that Terry's brother? Terry Crew's brother?
Correct.
Is he as big?
Wait, I don't even have my sound pulled up. I got to pull this up. We have guests, Nathan Rowe, comedian local to Fargo-Moorhead. How you doing, Nathan?
I'm bigger than Nate. I'm good to be here. I'm coming fresh out of that Cristal, that beautiful, beautiful champagne, ready to try some whiskeys. This is exciting. It's good to see you guys.
Good to see you too, Nate. And also with us today is Evan Christie from Bridgeview Liquor. How you doing today, Evan?
I am comfortably earning Evan.
Oh, bam!
My favorite Pink Floyd song.
So, you're wearing a very bitter shirt. I just realized Campari.
I am wearing my Campari t-shirt. Yeah.
Do you like that stuff?
I love Campari. Desert Island bottle.
Really?
Oh, I love. And I love bitter. Though I'm a bitter freak. I have.
You mean mass murderer?
Serial killer.
I have heard those studies.
Turn that frown upside down.
But no, I have more bottles of Amaros and types of bitters in my cabinet at home than anything else.
God damn, crazy. That's wild.
Anyway.
So what's new with you, Knox?
Oh, well, hey, I forgot to talk about this last week on episode 183, but we went to, you and I, Big Ern, went to Under Brew Skies 2022 here in Fargo, North Dakota.
I vaguely remember that.
Wasn't it in West Fargo, North Dakota?
Well,
big
yes,
fucking liar?
Technically it was at Bananasville in West Fargo, yes. But it was fun. Man, we saw so many breweries that we went to there. We saw the folks from Half Brothers.
We saw Drecker, Fargo.
Yep. We saw Whitney
Sean
and Darren from Drecker.
Barrel was out there.
Yep. Sean Stevenson from Swing Barrel was out there.
Covert, Atypical.
Yep. Stacy and Dan from Covert Artisan Ales were there. Eric Johnson, the award-winning fucking brewer from Atypical, was there.
Stoneholm was there twice.
You talked to Gideon.
Gideon, yep.
We said hi to Ivan from Stoneholm, and we also talked to...
Or was it hello? Did you say hi or hello?
Both.
Okay.
And also from the Wofford City Stoneholm crew, we saw hi to them, those guys. Revelation was there.
All of our friends.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of them that we've been to, and it was pretty impressive to see.
The guy from
there.
Valley City. I'm sorry, I can't remember what the name of that brewery.
Oh, Brockot Brewing. Scott Brockot.
He had that good Viking ale.
Yeah, that smoked ale. Wow.
Smoked ale. That was a good one.
It's hard to get into a rolling paper, but once you're able to smoke that ale, it's pretty good.
You gotta use cheesecloth.
It's definitely for pipe smoking.
Yeah. We saw everybody that we like and appreciate there, and some new
everybody
people
we like was there, and everybody who wasn't sucks.
Yep, sucks. This sucks. But I know we met a couple new people, and it was fun. We had a great time.
Yeah,
Uber was fucking quick. It got there within like 10 minutes, which was impressive because of how many other people that were there.
Yeah.
This episode is sponsored by Uber.
Uber. Mm-hmm. That would be awesome.
I went to pick up the vehicle before the podcast today. It was still there in good shape. So
that's good.
Yeah. It's always good.
That was a good time. Sweet. Had a lot of good beer.
A lot of laughs. You had the dad jokes for days going on. Fuck, you were on
fire. I wasted it all yesterday or at the Under Brew Skies, so I got nothing for you today.
They had a wide selection of beers and a wide selection of laughs and good times.
You said it, Nate. You said it.
Dynamite.
You have to clap when you say that.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Dynamite. Not the all times. Jesus fuck.
Okay, sorry.
Learn. Learn your material.
Sorry.
I wrote this for a reason. I didn't write shit.
All right, so today's episode.
Hey, let's drink some fucking whiskeys. It's about time. It's been days since I've drank whiskey.
It's 2:36 p.m. somewhere.
This isn't just whiskey. This is weeded bourbon.
It's our weeded bourbon episode, yeah. So we've talked about weeded bourbons before. We've talked about Elijah Craig and Larceny and motherfucking... that Antique 107. Weller. And
Sicker, you know, and in health.
What I always found interesting is people talk a lot of shit about weeded bourbons, but then the ones that sell for the most money on the secondary market are all weeded fucking bourbons. It's like everybody forgot what the fuck they were talking about.
Yep.
So really, obviously we know what bourbons are, right? 51% corn and then at least, right? And then blah, 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 a bunch of other shit. Evan could probably nail it down a lot better than I
then
can.
Blah, 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 a lot of
well,
other
right.
shit.
It's at least 51% corn, and then it has to be, distilled at 175 or 180 proof, and then barreled at least 140, and then bottled at least 80.
Something, that all sounds correct, yeah.
Something like that, and then may...
You're doing well.
And then
thanks
it has to be aged
today.
In American, new charred, new American white oak barrels.
Yep.
Right? So the only thing that makes it a weeded bourbon is just... The secondary grain in it is wheat, right? Mm-hmm. The next highest percentage
yep.
of grains is wheat, as opposed to more traditional bourbons that are rye
or heavy corn. Where I would call it a corn heavy bourbon if over 75% of the mash bill is corn.
Like mellow corn would be a good example of that. Which I still have some upstairs.
Mellow corn's not a good example of anything. Besides turpentine. Like,
all right.
This is bourbon doing an impression of paint thinner, and we call it mellow corn.
this on the nose is very like luxurious. Like it's got like salted caramel almost. I'm picking up on
caramel. Oh, so you're talking about our first whiskey of the day or our first bourbon of the day.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, just right into it. That's fine.
Sorry?
Nobody needs more introduction. I think we nailed down what weeded bourbons are.
Yeah.
Am I missing
I think
anything?
We can go on to the next one.
I'm giving the winner of the day is...
I was just thinking about that. We should move on to the last call.
Yeah. Thank you guys for tuning in. No.
It's got to go in your face. So this is 1792. So this is Barton Distillery.
Correct.
So they do a lot of different things. But the sweet wheat, I've been looking for this fucking bottle.
Me too.
For a long, long time. Mm-hmm. Ever since I started, actually probably just before even starting the podcast, I kind of was like, I kind of dig these weeded bourbons. And I've been looking for this one for fucking ever. Then I walked in and I found two of them on the shelf and went, I'm buying them both.
Nice.
One for home and one for here.
Excellent. Thank you for bringing one here.
Yeah, yeah.
Appreciate it. So this is 1792bourbon.com/sweet-wheat. Crafted with sweet and delicate wheat instead of the more traditional rye, this bourbon is quite distinctive for most. The soft wheat delivers a subtle and smooth taste with gentle layers of flavor. Each sip expresses a harmony of sweetness and dryness.
We shall see.
Enjoy this perfectly balanced flavor with that will entice your senses.
Ooh.
Is that all where they go around and count everybody?
Huh? Yep. All five of my senses?
That's why I said, nope, census.
Oh.
Like when you go around and you ask it's people
number,
questions?
It's number taken.
They'll entice that for sure.
But drinking this bourbon and the census takers won't leave me alone. They're beating down my door.
I told you there's five people that live here.
Leave me alone. I'm trying to drink this 1792 sweet wheat.
I thought it was initial... pronounced sweat wet.
Sweat wet.
sweat.
Sweet initially wet. On the nose, man, I get a lot of like red fruits.
I get banana all over the place.
Yeah. Oh. Banana nut bread.
I get a lot of vanilla. I like after them. The initial burn in my nostrils.
Almost like that the bamboo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get, yeah.
Banana nut
bread.
We're gonna
go the caramel, vanilla, oak, and also bananas and bread. Like almost like it like, wants to have hints and nuts.
Some pecans.
Yeah, it's like a little
it wants
grade.
It.
Mm-hmm. It wants it. Is it going to get it? Tune in next episode of Booze Reviews and Reviews, you know?
Mmm.
Yeah.
So one thing I like the most about weeded bourbons is they're a little bit sweeter and they got a really nice mouthfeel.
So what is it that you like about weeded bourbons?
Well, if I were to guess what he would say is the mouthfeel and the sweetness.
Oh,
it's very syrupy.
It's definitely sweet.
It's got like got a lot of legs on it, too.
Evan, if you were Knox, what would you say about this?
If I were Knox?
There's a little burn on that, but...
Three Little Burns by Bob Marley?
I'll huff and I'll puff.
That's not the one.
Chris, what's the ABV on this one?
46.
45.6%.
Yeah, okay. That's what I said. 45.6. We round up to 46 here because Knox only deals in whole numbers.
I also deal in quarter numbers.
Only Sith deal in absolutes. Knox.
Yeah, 91.2 proof. But I think this goes down pretty easy.
Yeah.
It's very gentle. There's not a lot of ethanol, there's not a lot of that alcohol burn to it.
Mm-hmm. It kind of gets just really warm when it's like in your chest and your stomach, but like in the mouth, yeah, it goes down really easy.
Yeah, it's got nice baking spices to it, yep. and this
some cinnamon,
this decadent type caramel that goes over with those
not too
cinnamon or nutmeg or those types of things are coming through.
Not too
and
peppery.
They're light. Well, and they're light. You just get this creamy, good fucking sweetness.
Yeah, there's a lot of like creamy, almost meringue kind of flavor to it as well.
Yeah. Yes, meringue. That's a good note, man.
This bourbon. And it's just really fun to tasty. Say.
So I waited 4 years to find this fucking bottle, and
just because you're that lazy just to get up and go get it
doesn't disappoint.
Yeah,
like worth the wait.
Yeah.
It's like that girl that wouldn't put out right away, and then she does, and you're like, fuck yeah, I'll take that whole bottle.
It's playing hard to get. This bottle was playing hard to get the whole time, yeah. Ah.
Adding water to this one doesn't really do anything. Maybe brings a little bit more vanilla, but this is really
What happens when you put champagne in it?
Knox, what the fuck?
The banana remains really dominant to me, like that is... If I were to describe this to someone, the first thing I'm saying is banana, maybe banana bread with that sweetness and kind of pastry-ish thing. But it's intense in this, which is – I get banana in some whiskeys, but honestly more in rich single malts than bourbons. So that's a little unusual for me to get this much banana in a bourbon.
I don't get as much as what you're saying then. To me, it's a little more hinted. It's a little more banana bread where I get some of those breadier notes. Like, it was a banana bread that has nuts and then drizzled caramel over it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like more of a bakery bread instead of that rye.
Like a banana bread crumble or something.
Yeah. Right.
Because it has that sweetness and it's delish.
I got to say, though, on the very tail end, as you let it sit there, it does have a little bit of burn in the palate. Like that spiciness on the roof of your mouth.
Yeah.
Remember me?
Yep.
right in the chest that you get that little burr and it kind of sits in there.
Mm-hmm.
The taste, I get a little bit of like butterscotch if you just kind of let it sit for a wait, a week. For a minute or two.
Week, damn.
How don't you just sit and wait a week?
Okay.
This is a long ass episode. I don't know if
wait a week and a wheat.
We'll be right back.
Anyways, get a little bit of butterscotch on the towards the back of my tongue.
I fully agree. It's really on the finish.
Or something like that. A Werther's, basically the same thing, a little kind of sweetness.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like that, though.
It's fucking sexy.
Thank you.
This is very resplendent.
I mean, isn't that sugar that's really not sugar, though?
Yeah, it comes in a tube of garbage.
Yeah.
Tube.
Splendid.
Tube of hot
garbage. That's actually when you reuse it after you've already put it in something, then it's resplendent.
Oh, there we go.
I don't know, man. I was just super excited about this episode. I mean, to me, when it comes to like weeded bourbons or weeded whiskeys in general, it's just kind of like...
It's party time! P-A-R-T. Why?
Because
I gotta. But yeah, if I was to start this one out of five, I'm going to rate this one a 4.5 out of five. But then again, that's probably because I'm fucking partial to weeded whiskeys. Bourbons, especially.
Yeah, 4.5.
Yeah, I like a lot of the 1792 line, especially for the price. Mm-hmm, yeah. I mean, they hit a lot of really good price points. This is on their higher end and well worth it.
I think the Bottled and Bond here, too, in the studio.
The full proof, to me, that is an exceptional value.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh, absolutely.
A lot of miles out of it that
way. I'm going to say this is an easy 4.25. This is fantastic.
Nate?
I know why I love Bumbu, and this is like Bumbu's like sophisticated older brother, you know? So I'm digging the fuck out of this. I'd give it a 4.75.
Nice.
It's fantastic.
So I'm going to be the slight party crasher, and I think it's kind of interesting I'm on this episode. I like but don't love wheated bourbons.
Right.
I'm way more of a high-rye spicy guy when it comes to bourbon. So I'm going to try and keep
high-rise
that
High-rise spicy guy was your first album, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. High-rise spicy guy.
Back when you were a rapper. At MSUM. In the rap department.
It's all it's all rap songs that cover country songs. Yeah, it's terrible. So I'm going to be a little bit of a spoiler, but I'm also going to try and keep in mind rating them as what they are, a little bit to style. I think this is well done. I think it's a little simple for me. I'm going to go 3.75.
Fair.
Interesting.
Good argument. Speaking of simple, Knox, you got a rating?
Yeah, he gave it a 4.5.
Oh, did he? Okay, good job. I just wanted to use that segue.
Now who's the simple one?
Yeah, but hey, get off the Segway, Chris. You're going to crash into the microphone.
I hope so.
So we got two wheels. So the average for the 1792 sweet wheat is 4.35. Out of five. That's a good start. So now this is a sexy bottle.
Yeah, it's the prettiest bottle on the market.
It's very reminiscent of the old crystal and lead bottles that they used to... you know, have some of the higher end
old school decanter.
Mm-hmm.
It's even got the glass top.
Be in a saloon somewhere. It's where it belongs, you know.
Down at my bar, the hanger downer.
Hardly even know her.
Mine would be hang us slightly to the left.
We have a wooden cock bottle opener that our friend got us in Greece. And so sometimes when I take pictures down in my bar, you see the tip of this fucking thing. So we're like, the bar name should be Hanger Downer because you can just see a little bit of cock in all our photos.
I thought nice. You got ducks, not roosters.
We've had this cock for a while.
Oh, wow.
You see it at the top of the picture?
Jesus Christ, looks like a
this
big
is excellent
fucking,
audio content.
Yeah, donkey dick hanging from the ceiling.
It's in every fucking photo we take. Just
damn.
A tip of a dick.
Christ.
It's like, who's duct
You're
taped up there?
Tip of a dick.
All right, moving on to the next bourbon, and this is a hard to find one that, again,
it's
Chris,
right there.
You've been able to recover from.
We've scored a couple of. This is our second bottle of Old Fitzgerald. The last one we had, I think, was spring of 2020, which was the 9-year-old.
Yep. Or it was the green one, right?
Well, they rotate between green, black, and like maroon, I think, to distinguish when they were released. But this was fall of 2021.
Yep.
It's their 11-year-old, Bottled in Bond. And I love Heaven Hill stuff. We've talked about it, Elijah Craig and Larceny. And, you know, they do a lot of weeded stuff, and they absolutely crush. So this was one of the unicorns I was always looking for. And because of the bottle, so fucking sexy. But it's good whiskey, too. So this is the 11-year-old one. I believe they release twice a year. Old Fitzgerald. They do a spring.
The Bottled and Bond.
They do a spring and a fall release of these.
Yep. So each spring and fall, a new edition of the Old Fitzgerald Bottled and Bond series are released. Inspired by an original 1950s Old Fitzgerald diamond decanter, the packaging and series honor both the history of the Old Fitzgerald brand and the historic Bottled and Bond designation. The Old Fitzgerald line is well known for its distilling pedigree, as the brand was first registered in 1884 and was eventually sold to Pappy Van Winkle during Prohibition.
Pappy!
Pappy! In 1989, Heaven Hill bought the brand and began distilling at Bernheim Distillery in Louisville, Kentucky. Today, in addition to our Old Fitzgerald decanter series, the legacy of Old Fitzgerald lives on in our weeded bourbon's expressions, Larceny Small Batch and Larceny Barrel Proof.
Yeah, we've talked about the John F. Fitzgerald, who was not a distiller. He was a bondsman and a thief.
Mm.
Where he would, so Bottled and Bond, right? It had to store for 4 years, and it had to be bottled at 100 proof, right? That was the distinction, because there was a lot of shit whiskeys being sold at that time.
Yep.
And so bondsmen had keys to get into the warehouses that they stored the whiskey in, and John Fitzgerald was one of them. And he would find his favorite barrels, steal them, and bottle them under his name.
Oh.
So he was stealing a lot of the Pappy Van Winkles from back in the day, man, and barreling them and bottling them as his own. So, yeah. Fuck, dang. I love thieves.
That's a pretty surefire way to make sure you have top quality stuff.
Steal from the best.
Steal from the best, and so, you're always the best.
So the mash bill on this one is 75% corn, 20% wheat, and 5% malted barley. $110 MSRP, but secondary.
Like $500-$600.
Yep.
The nose on this is immediately more tempting to me. I get like molasses and roasted pecan.
Yeah.
The first thing I thought of was like the Werther's butterscotch again, right away.
It's less...
Not Nanners on this one.
It's less sugary than the last one, but it's still like a very pleasant...
Cashews and dates.
Actually,
cashews,
After I said I don't get bananas, I got bananas. Lightly.
Yeah. I would say more molasses than bananas, though.
Like a macadamia, possibly.
Real light hints of fruit.
Some white chocolate.
Yeah, you can see a little bit of that.
Yeah.
That's interesting, yeah.
Just a hint of leather on the nose, too.
And it's got a definite more ethanol to it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What's the ABV? A little hotter.
It's 50%.
Oh, yeah. So
it's bottled in bond. That tracks. So 100 proof.
Nice.
That is silky smooth mouthfeel.
Yeah, there's some rich kind oiliness of in that.
I hate to use the word smooth, but sorry, Chris, but that is...
It's hotter.
Coats your tongue. You know, it's not bad, though, for 50%.
Yeah.
Personally, and I'm the guy that's like, hate the burn.
The oil's really smooth.
Oily,
it.
Yes.
Yeah.
It starts a lot of vanilla. That's the first thing that hits my tongue, and then it sort of blooms into other flavors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
a little bit of, maybe a little bit more wood at the end. Maybe a little bit of leather at the end.
It's a little smoky and leather and wood, oak. I also get like prunes or some dark fruits in there. A little bit of dark chocolate at the end. It dries out.
I like the dark chocolate note at the end.
That's nice.
Yeah, I agree with that dark chocolate.
But I'm getting a hefty amount of like that nutmeg. Weirdly enough, like some pepper. I get the nutmeg in the middle, and then it comes out to like that nice fruitiness, and then the end is all like pepper.
I think this spices up more. Yeah. Than your typical wheat does. To me, if you put this down in front of me, would I guess that it's a weeded whiskey right away or a weeded bourbon?
No.
It comes across a little more rye-ish.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the spices in it kind of remind me of Christmas, almost like a eggnog, like a spiced
Oh, yeah.
Like eggnog.
Sitting on Uncle's lap.
Oh, Uncle. Oh, knee. Don't get
Remember
me started.
From Santa Al, it's the knee. You don't sit on the lap. You sit on the knee.
Ginger.
Not when it's his uncle.
Candied ginger.
Candied ginger.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Well, let me get back in here.
I was trying to diagnose that spiciness. I think you're right. There's black pepper. There's dark chocolate. But there's also like a candied ginger thing on the end.
I can see that. That's my favorite stripper at the Northern. It's candied ginger. Yeah.
She just pours syrup all the down
thing,
herself.
The funny thing is, she's blonde.
Right. It's the irony of it.
Allegedly.
That's the irony, not the ecstasy.
That's what you look for in strippers is irony.
Yeah, that's exactly. I see her tits, no, but I see the irony. And I'm in love.
I think the bird on this is like a secondary thing where it gets, I feel some heat now after a minute or so. But it took a little while for that to set in. I personally don't think this is as hot as the 1792. I know Chris disagree with me.
I do. I think it's hotter.
I would agree with. I think it's hotter.
I guess you're all wrong.
I think it's deeply more complex and.
Do you guys try this with water?
Life altering.
I did.
Yeah. It's very, very pleasant. It's almost like a custard flavor to it.
Can I borrow that?
Yeah, sure.
Just a dump. Can I dump
it? If you're not afraid of
we have eyedroppers
in it.
Evan. We have eyedroppers.
I'll take an eyedropper. I'm curious. I normally like 50 is kind of like, maybe I'll add water, maybe I won't.
It's usually my cutoff too.
Yeah.
But this one drinks hotter than some 50 proofs or 50 proofs. 100 proof.
Definitely.
I'll come back later. I'll come back later and see if I can get there.
Maybe the water 50 cuts
proof whiskey. It's
maybe
25%.
The water does cut down.
I'm just a dumb bitch right now.
Call that baby formula.
Honestly, I think the whole proof thing is just like to make yourself sound fancy when we could just use percentages
and
be commonly understood exactly what we're talking about.
And the fact that it's such an easy conversion too. Yeah. So like, what's the point?
In America, they literally like changed the proof scale so that it fit that. So I'm like, why didn't you just go with
the full money?
Just go with the percentages. It's fine.
Yeah. You'd still call it proof instead of percentage. You know?
So when I added water, I get a lot more custard off the nose. So you were very correct on that one, Evan. It just seemed more vanilla and soft and pillowy.
That was Nathan, actually. I can't
Nathan?
Take credit.
Yeah. He was okay, Nate, that was good.
Have you met these guys before? No, so Evan is to your direct left.
Gotcha, yep.
I agree with the vanilla, but then at the end, after that, I get more leather pops out at the end.
Mm. Yeah, a little bit more barrel. A little bit more barrel comes through.
Wood.
I'm not gonna lie. I think I like it better with a little bit of water.
Yeah. A little bit, yeah.
And I rarely find that to be a true statement.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have thought that either. I normally don't start liking water until it's like above maybe 60%. Then I start often saying, "Oh, actually, a couple drops of water opens this up."
Yeah, says a guy drinking fucking 79% of light whiskey and thinking that it's wonderful.
Well, he's driving.
On the Canada highways
with his knee,
one eye shut,
sucking down that Campari.
Yeah. Someday you guys will try those incredible Canadian ones that are they're awesome. But yeah, I do think the water, it opens up the sweetness at the beginning, but yeah, it opens up the leathery woodiness at the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I like the journey almost more.
Boy,
it's not about that destination. It's about
I love
that journey
too.
Doesn't this want to sit by a fire, smoke a cigar, and make fun of Ernie?
Yeah,
hey, I got a fire pit in the backyard
to do,
and I have some cigars.
All right, why don't we start this one off? Rating 0 through 5. Who wants to start?
Not it.
I don't think this is as approachable as the sweet wheat. Right. I think if I was going to introduce somebody to wheated whiskey and what it's all about, it's the sweet wheat. Easier to drink. This Old Fitzgerald is just better, though. It's just better. I think I gave it 4.25 on the last one. I don't know, man. 4 or 5. It's better.
Well, which one?
4.5.
Okay, thank you.
I'm sorry. I forgot to say decimal.
Well, the two out.
4.50.
All right, Nathan.
Oh, this is tough because. I do believe it's like got a lot more going on, a lot more like nuance, but I find myself liking that first one just a bit better.
It's because you've got a pussy palate.
True. That is true.
Nothing wrong with having a pussy on your palate.
Correct. That's how I prefer to be.
I just want
to
lick your mouth now.
But this one, yeah, this one's also very delicious in its own right, so I would give this a 4.5.
All right, Evan?
I like this one so much better. I wouldn't necessarily pick it out as a wheated because it doesn't have that intense sweetness that I associate with wheat. I love the complexity here. I'm going to go all the way up to 4.75.
Nice.
I'll do 4.5.
I do like this one better than the 9-year we had. The 9-year was great, too. But this 11 is... That makes me... God, I hope I can get my hands on that
17-year.
That 17-year spring this year.
That would suck, be something else.
That would suck my dick. It's so good.
Chris, what are you doing with that bottle? Get out of here, man.
It's not sucking your dick. You're just fucking a bottle. Don't pour it yet. We're going to take a break.
So what's the average for the Wolf's Chill Bottle and Bond Fall 2021 edition, 11-year?
4.55.
Nice.
Slightly better.
Oh, look at that.
Not bad.
Are we taking a break, or let's just hammer through this?
We're just going to take a break for our ad reads.
Pussy.
And we'll be right back after this.
I'm going to pee in a toilet. Oh, my God, am I going to pee in a toilet?
I'm going to pee on your toilet.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Chris Chelsis with Brews, Booze, and Reviews. And if you like drinking like I do, then shop where I do. And that's Bridgeview Liquors in Moorhead. They're one of our sponsors, and if you mention that you listen to us, you save 10% off of all purchases. Not only do they have the most knowledgeable staff, maybe minus us, but they also have one of the best assortments of craft beers. They have a great assortment of new and exclusive whiskeys and other spirits, wines. And they have classes every Saturday, which are absolutely phenomenal. So, again, go to Facebook, check out Bridgeview Liquors, and drink like me.
Not possible.
True story.
Hello, neighbors. This is Big Earn from Brews, Booze, and Reviews. Do you want to know what's going on in the Fargo, West Fargo, Moorhead area? You need to check out FargoUnderground.com for all that you need to know on what's going on in the area. They have on their events tab information on where you can see live music, comedy, art, theater, what movies are playing in the area, where you can go play trivia or sing karaoke. Holy crap, right? How convenient is that? So for all the news on what's up in the Fargo area, check out FargoUnderground.com. And thanks for listening to us on Brews, Booze, and Reviews. Yeah. Cheers! Ding.
Just fucking dodge on me. I was Omni-Man too, Bart.
It was a pile of shit car.
Oh, my worst car was a fucking Horizon, a Dodge Horizon. It was like a Chevy Chevette, but shittier. If you can even imagine a shittier
room. I can't imagine either of those
Chevette
cars.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. It was like a 4-speed.
Yeah, my dad had one with a fucking wooden shifter 4-speed. Yeah. That's how I learned how to drive.
Hatchback.
I learned how to drive stick shift on a 1967 Chevy pickup that was designed to be 3 on the tree, but whoever had it before us moved it to the floor, so the shift pattern was all fucking off. So
Yeah, that's also how I crashed my dad's 3 in the tree, or my grandpa's 3 in the tree, a Ford Econoline van, because I couldn't figure out how to go. I made it on the block, up a hill, and back around again. But then when I got my other brother in the car or the van with me and did it, I kept stalling out in first, going up the hill. So then I tried backing back in. And I went to look in the rear view mirror to look where I'm going backwards.
Did you say beer view mirror?
Yeah, beer view mirror.
That makes a lot of sense.
Well, rear view mirror. And then I couldn't see very well. So I started to open up the door to look outside the door while I was reversing. And I just so happened to open up the door to a tree that I was reversing right next to it.
Oh, yeah.
And just crushed the fucking door on the tree.
Just ripped it out.
How was the tree, though?
You crushed the door on the tree? Like the tree's door? Was it a Keebler tree?
I crushed the door of the van on the... God damn it, you're...
Bug stripe.
I'm fucking crushing this one.
Chris has a preposition for you.
Jesus Christ.
So what's this third grammar one?
Oh, wait, I got some things for Chris.
Oh, that is sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was like the first sweet one. Sweet.
He hates his Sounders. I got to piss him off somehow.
Anyway, so let's talk about this gift. This was actually given to me. But it's the old Rip Van Winkle tenure from Buffalo Trace.
Ooh, we're getting into the Pappy line on the podcast.
It's not Pappy.
Oh, this isn't Pappy.
It's old Rip Van Winkle.
What's the difference between
words?
Okay.
So they make
elaborate.
They make old Rip Van Winkle tenure. They made old Rip Van Winkle 12-year lot B. And then they make Pappy Van Winkle 15, 20, and 23.
Ah.
I see.
So
these are just older variations of the same kind of recipe, right?
Probably younger because it's a 10-year.
Well, this one is, but this would be a younger version of the
The older version.
Yeah.
Pre-Pappy, if you will.
Yeah.
All right. So, old Rip Van Winkle 10-year from the Buffalo Trace Distillery website. This bourbon whiskey is bottled at nearly barrel proof. Just a splash of Kentucky limestone water is added after a decade of aging. Rich yet smooth, this bourbon takes a backseat to none.
So,
it's sitting shotgun.
They say
baby.
Damn near barrel proof, but it's 107 proof.
I mean, it could, depending on where in the rickhouse, it could come out at 107.
Because you look at regular barrel proofs, right? Mm-hmm. 150, 160% or proof. God, fuck me.
And especially if you're doing any climate control, depending on how humid it is, that will control whether you're losing alcohol or whether you're losing water. More humid, you lose more water. But if you keep it in a drier, cooler part of the rickhouse, you're going to lose more alcohol.
Interesting. Huh. So you can kind of control for certain aspects that way.
All right. Oh, you forgot the 13-year rye that they did.
Well, I was just talking about their wheat.
Oh.
Bitch.
All right.
If that is your real name.
Bitch is my real name.
At least that's Mr. Bitch.
That's what Shannon calls me most.
Kind of getting some cherries on this. On the nose.
On the nose?
Yeah. Yep. So that's what I always think of every time I drink this. It's got that deep, dark cherry and vanilla and that richness.
This would be very good in like an old fashioned, I feel.
It is like an old fashioned on its own.
Some Luxardos.
Drop a Luxardo in here and then that's it.
Ooh. There we go.
I'm a proponent of Luxardo.
I get those
and
cherries
like
now that you mentioned that.
You have a mimosa, like, let's put Luxardo in here. Yeah. You're having some turkey gravy. Let's put a Luxardo in here.
I do get some oak on this one as well. I like the oak on this one. It's very nice and subtle, but it's there. It's present. Just enough to let you know, hey, this was done in oak.
I'm wood.
And it's brown sugar.
Yeah, like burnt sugar almost to me. Not like overcooked, but like when you...
Browned sugar.
Yeah.
Not quite caramel.
This sugar's got a tan.
This sugar's going to get skin cancer.
It's B9.
You can smell its freckles.
Oh.
Toasted almond, maybe, as well.
Taste, though. It's pretty hot.
Ah! God damn.
See, I think this one comes across less hot than that old Fitzgerald.
Oh, man, that Ethelburn.
Ooh. I'm agreeing with Chris, actually. I think we're lining up on where we're sensing the booziness in these. Yeah. It's a little bit rounder. It's not as viscous as the old Fitz.
No.
I'm going to steal some of your water.
Yeah.
It's all about that viscosity at the end of the day, you know?
It's all about that viscous.
Viscosity and thermal breakdown, yeah.
You generally can't fit viscosity easily into pop songs, unfortunately.
It's all about viscous. That viscous. That viscous. I know, I failed again. Yeah, I failed again. Yeah,
and
yeah,
you didn't do it again. There either.
Right. So point proven.
I do get more burn on this one. It just takes a while. It lasts a little bit longer in my chest area, my chesticles.
I just keep thinking of how to fit viscous into a rap song. Then he fist us, and then I got viscous. Came out my pants.
Never mind. Viscous.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
As viscous as a lobster. Viscous.
my whiskey so viscous, check out this meniscus.
Ah,
and then he showed you your kneecap.
Your knee. Hey, it also refers to the surface tension.
Yeah, I was thinking about the surface tension.
Yeah, no, I gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm with y'all.
Okay.
I'm check just out, trying to be a pile of shit.
Speaking of, this one has a good amount of legs.
Check out hashtag Russo pour. Oh, yeah, the taste is very, very much hot on first, but yeah, it says here on the tasting website,
it's
like
who's on
pecan.
First. I can't believe you fucked up that routine.
It said like caramel and pecan. I got some of that. I do get some of that cherries and oak, obviously.
Yeah, and there is a dark chocolate thing going on here as well.
Yeah,
at the very back end, dark chocolate powder.
It's a nice, intense flavor, but I feel like it kind of fades quickly. It's like a big punch of flavor. And then a fairly gentle, yeah. Soft finish.
Yeah, it's all those things. It's a dark chocolate and oak and dark fruits and that dark cherry, and then it's, bye.
I think I get a little bit more oak on this one than the previous two.
I think it finishes with spice, chocolate, tannin.
Mm-hmm.
That stays for a while. All those other intense flavors kind of go away quick, but then you're just layered with tannins and chocolate, dark fruit. Yeah.
Reminds me of like a cobbler, almost like a sour cherry.
Like a
cobbler.
Shoe builder?
A shoe builder?
Yeah. A shoe builder? What did you say?
A shoe builder?
It's
now
a
cobbler.
Nowadays, did I take your joke?
Nowadays, cobblers are just like 10-year-old Taiwanese.
By the way, the grilled pineapple is really good with this.
Yeah.
I could see that.
It's more of a deeper, and that's hard to explain. More wood. I get vanilla. Some of those cherries. I think I get more cherries on the aroma than the taste. I do get the burn, but it seems like it's not as intense, but it lasts longer in my chest.
Yeah, it's a really hot, spiciness.
But at 107 proof, I don't know. It's not that bad. I mean, I'll add a little bit of water, but
I feel like I liked the aroma on this more than I end up liking the flavor. The aroma has a great intensity, all that fruitiness, and I'm left wanting a little more after that initial punch of flavor.
I think I agree.
Yeah, I kind of feel that. I kind of like how the other two just like started out smooth and kind of had long fuses to them. This one kind of just comes and goes.
So did you water this one then, Evan? Just to be fair to the Fitzgerald.
Just now I did.
Okay.
It does it no favors, in my opinion.
I think it takes that burn away a little bit. I may have added a little bit too much water.
That burn's kind of intense.
I think, so.
Or the vanilla oak comes up.
I still think the old Fitzgerald burns more. But with added water, I think you get, it punches up a little bit of the sweetness. But I personally get more of the baking spices after adding water.
And more of the wood.
I only added a couple drops, so I added just a touch more this time.
I think the water kind of just, it's like compression when you're talking like wave files, right?
Mm-hmm.
Add water, it mutes all these other things out, and it just kind of makes everything more palatable, makes it more straight line, and makes it less nuanced.
Yeah, took the cherries out of there, I know that for sure.
To make it more approachable, water, but it takes, takes a lot of the other things that make it great away.
Agreed. I don't think this one benefits from the water.
Yeah.
I mean, all that cherry that you get just disappeared when I added the water. Yeah. And that's kind of like what I liked about it the most.
Yeah.
So, I mean, still great. I think I like the old fit. They both have things that I like more than I like the other one. Right? So I'd have to give this a 4.5. Is it better or worse than Old Fitzgerald? It depends on what you're searching for. For me, they both hit notes I really enjoy a lot, so I can't wait rate one higher than the other. 4.5.
Yep. Makes sense. Nate?
I think it's easier for me to choose between the last two. I think Old Fitzgerald is much better in my opinion. You know, it just was doing so many different things fairly successfully. This one kind of, if it had longer legs to it, then I think I would enjoy it a lot more. But it's still it's clearly well made, so I would give it a 4.
Okay, Evan?
I feel kind of the same as Nathan does about the, I wish it had a little bit more going on. I love the flavor it promises. It doesn't deliver that for me. It's still a really good whiskey. I'm not going to turn down a glass of this anytime.
Oh, for sure.
But especially
none of
given
these, I'm kicking out of that.
Oh.
Given the rarity of everything we're tasting today, you know, you have to factor that in.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I think I'm going to rate this at a 4.
I'm going to go 4.5. I think it was the same as a Fitzgerald for me.
It's not the end of the show yet,
cut
Chris.
Off.
Too soon. Too soon.
Bye, everyone.
On the secondary market, I just spilled $75 worth of alcohol.
All right, I am going to give the old Rip Van Winkle a 4.25.
Okay.
Good. Very solid. I think I like the old Fitzgerald better, though. Anyways, so the average for the old Rip Van Winkle 10-year is 4.25.
All very respectable scores.
So, old Rip Van Winkle finished lower than Sweet Wheat.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Now, I forget what it was MSRP. God, what was Sweet Wheat? 65?
60, yeah. 65, yeah.
Which, I believe old Rip Van Winkle's MSRP is about 70.
Yep, I think that's correct.
So, technically speaking, right, old Rip Van Winkle and Sweet Wheat should be in the same ballpark. Where Old Fitzgerald is about 110. I think I paid 120 for it. You know, so Old Fitzgerald should win based off MSRP prices. Based off secondary prices, Old Rip Van Winkle 10 is fucking a $1,500 bottle. That Old Fitzgerald's about 500, and I believe it's like 100 to 200 bucks for the Sweet Wheat on the secondary markets.
Oh, wow.
So MSRP calls this way better than secondary.
I agree.
Yep.
Because I think the Old Fitzgerald is maybe a little bit better. Not a bunch.
I'd say so.
I like them all.
But he's a dirty thief.
I got to tell you, though, if I was to, like, search for these bottles, I would probably go with the Sweet Wheat before the other two.
That was my favorite of the three, was the Sweet Wheat, personally.
I would go with the Old Fitz.
Yeah.
100%. That's the one I would look for.
Yep. Makes me excited to hopefully be able to try and find that 17 year this year. Mm. Hopefully we can work our magic, and by work our magic, I mean suck some dicks.
Take a fucking bottle.
I'm open to anything.
That's what I hear.
Any other final notes on today's episode?
So they went what order?
C-flat.
So they went what order? Fitzgerald, Sweet Wheat, then Old Rip?
Yeah.
That was this.
Well, yeah, what were the final scores?
God, I gotta turn the page.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Settle down there, Bob.
So,
Seger.
Yeah, Old Fitzgerald, 11-year, 4.55. The 1792 Sweet Wheat, 4.35. And Old Rip Van Winkle, 4.25.
Hmm.
Wonderful shit.
So, though, the worst bourbon we have was still phenomenal.
Yeah. Yeah.
True. It was definitely quality over quantity this episode, for sure.
That was my goal. Bring stuff to knock your socks off. And when I knock your socks off, then Ben can wear new socks every day.
My socks are currently off my feet. I'm still wearing shoes. I don't know how that worked.
Right? I just mix your shoes.
It's like in Zoolander when they pull their fucking underwear off.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, this episode definitely wasn't one of those episodes that was like,
is that baby's first liquor?
Well,
yeah.
Not baby's first liquor. This is baby's most expensive liquor.
Yes.
Yeah, wild fucking shit.
Wow.
As a person coming in who's not, wheated bourbons aren't my go-to.
Right.
I really appreciated seeing the range here.
Yeah.
Because I think when I think of wheaters, the 1792 is what I think of. Right. Larceny, Maker's Mark, they're more in that sweeter, richer zone.
Not going to have that spiciness to them. They're almost closer to a port. Wine of whiskeys, right?
Yeah,
sure. After dinner bourbon.
And I honestly wasn't a fan of the FAE 20 release that they had come out, too.
Who? Makers?
Maker's Mark, yeah.
Sure. I love Maker's Mark.
I still got it over there if you want to try it afterwards.
That's just great.
But I think, given my view of that, the Old Fitz was a revelation. Like, oh, okay, they can do things with wheat without – it doesn't have that floral rye spice, but it has spice. It has intensity. That, to me, is an absolutely fantastic one. So I was – I love, even though I've, you know, been steeped in whiskey for a while now, you always discover new things, especially when you taste with kind of an open mind about what you're looking at.
Have you had any Old Fitzgeralds before?
I have not. This is my first Old Fitzgerald.
All right.
Yeah.
To be continued for you.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Hopefully we keep finding some of this shit around.
If only there was a podcast that would talk about, you know, finding
there
stuff.
There is. You should check out Bourbon Junkies.
Dude, it's so hard to compete with guys that just get, like, bottles sent to them
from distilleries.
I mean, it's hard.
I'm not going to hate on anybody. I enjoy watching Bourbon Junkies. Mm-hmm. I disagree with them often because they are typically more like Evan, and they like the higher rise stuff. They don't like as much weeded stuff, but
yep.
So I mean, but I watch because they're great,
entertaining. Yeah. Hey Nate, you got any shows coming up in June that you want to promote?
God, I hope not.
There's a
oh, fuck,
after today's show, performance
the weekend of the 10th and 11th. Pretty excited for. We got a bunch of Minneapolis comics coming out to Front Street Tap Room.
Okay.
You can check out tickets June 10th and 11th.
Nice.
Tickets are on sale. It's going to be a solid night of comedy.
And what's your role in the whole thing? Just taking tickets? Or?
Yep. I'll be mopping the floors. And
he's the barker.
Yeah.
I hang trash bags and the ceiling so nothing drips down from upstairs.
I ring a bell at the front door saying, "Hear ye, hear ye." No, yeah.
I want to see you that.
No, but you're hosting though, right?
So he means serving crackers,
right? He's just introducing the good talent.
Exactly. But yeah, no, it'll be fun.
I hope you know we only kid because we care.
I love you guys. I love being on here. It's a great time.
And I just want you to know you could improve. Mm-hmm.
I thought you kidded because you
likewise.
Were smart asses.
Oh no! Yeah. Oh yeah! That's right. That's what it is. I'm a pile of shit.
There it is. Ding. All right, Evan. If you go to facebook.com/BridgeviewLiquor and you head over the events tab, what do you got coming up?
What will you see
for June?
Not a bridge.
June, we've got a lot of fun classes. I think based on when this episode is going to go out, we might still have tickets available for a class I'm super excited about. I'm doing cocktails with Flannel Fizz. They are a local craft soda company.
What?
And so we're like the only liquor store that carries their product, and I'm working with the guy there. I've already started crafting signature cocktails for each of their different sodas. I've got a really cool French 75 variant using their lavender soda. It's so good.
If you guys want to learn how to make a French 75, check out our Reels page or our Facebook page. Keely did it all by herself one day.
All by herself.
Made a French 75.
Wow.
We're going to say all by herself.
Allegedly.
She made a French 75 for our, I think that was a New Year's reel we put out.
You know, on Instagram, check that out.
But hey,
actually, check it out on Facebook, the Instagram one.
Didn't work out.
Didn't work.
It only shuts down
30 seconds.
So long. We take a long, or she takes a long time to make a drink.
Okay. Anyways, Evan?
But other than our classes, which are on most Saturdays, we try to hit 3 Saturdays a month. On the first Thursday of every month, we have restarted doing our big free tastings.
Yay!
5 to 8 p.m.
Dude,
wine, beer, cocktails. Come and try stuff. It's a great opportunity. If you want to be like the guys on this podcast and taste a bunch of different stuff at once, that's an opportunity to try before you buy. Try stuff we're featuring that we think is excellent in the store and hear from either staff members at the store or distributors who sell these products and know a ton about them, or sometimes even producers and brewers will stop by. So you can learn about this stuff, taste it before you buy. We're basically the only place in town that does such large tastings and does them featuring not products that want to be promoted by large brands, but we pick out, no, we want to focus on this because this is high quality and more people need to learn about it.
That's fucking fantastic. And I mean, free is way cheaper than this podcast.
And if you really, and honestly,
like
if you really
free
just,
is really good and it's awesome. I mean, every time I've ever gone to any tasting at Bridgeview or any of the tasting
classes.
Events and
yeah,
classes that you put on that do cost money are all well worth it and all well done. They give a fuck about your mouth and how it tastes.
And you know what?
When How's you go your to, mouth tasting, yep. buddy?
And when you go to Bridgeview and you have questions about what might be good, there's also these little golden stickers that say podcast pick. And that's the things that we liked the most about that particular thing that you're looking at. So always look for the Brews, Booze, and Reviews podcast picks of whatever you're looking for. And definitely thank you, Ridge Liquors. Chris, got anything to promote?
Literacy.
All right.
I just hope more people can read.
It's a good thing. It. It's a good skill. It's a good trade.
It's a good message for an audio product.
You know what? If you're bored, grab a good book. Turn us off. Next.
We're good background noise.
Never mind. Actually, I'd like to promote to illiteracy. Thanks, Evan. Don't listen to your teachers. Quit learning the alphabet. I mean, come on. You could listen to us.
You're smarter than them.
I mean, why not? Why wouldn't you want to listen?
All right, Ernie, where can people find you if they want to get a hold of you?
Across the street.
Or on your couch. I feel like people are going to start reaching out. Like, Ernie always sounds sad.
Well, I'm sad to leave this place.
Oh, that's all right.
Well, we're sad to have you go, too.
I'm really getting my butt mold over on the new couch over there.
You'll never leave this place.
Over in the blue dungeon.
All right. We want to thank our sponsors for supporting our show. And we want to thank you, our listeners, without whom this podcast could not happen. And to you, we say,
May your glasses be full and your spirits high. Cheers.
Ooh. Ooh. That is really nice.
I feel like we should be going to church and I should run away from you at the altar.
You should just run away.
This has been a Predicate Productions episode of Brews, Booze, and Reviews. For more information, head over to brewsboozandreviews.com. Special thanks to our sponsors for supporting our podcast. You too can support our show by supporting them. We have merch for sale that you can purchase from our Shops tab on Facebook. We also have extra content that you can access by going to patreon.com/brewsboozandreviews.